Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Mem Hei, Sanhedrin 45a, pagination is 89. We'll start on the facing page at the bottom by the Mishnah. Two lines up is where we actually start. The Mishnah describes how they reach the area where the condemned is going to be killed for whatever violation he was convicted of. And the Mishnah tells us, Mafshitin oso esbegadov, they strip him of his clothing. Ha'ish mechasim oso milafanov, a man gets a small garment in front of him by his private area. V'ya'isha milafanao umei achareha divir Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, the woman, which is going to be our discussion to a certain extent, the woman gets both in front and in back of the private area. This is the ruling of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, no. Ha'ish niskal orum. Indeed, this concept of being unclothed exists by a man. Ve'ein ha'isha niskales aruma, but a woman does not get unclothed, as the Rambam codifies it in Sanhedrin Tesvav Aleph. The woman is bechaluk echod, with one garment. She's not laid over multiple garments the way she would normally dress. One simple garment, and that's it. Now, there's a lot to talk about here. At first glance, people read such a Mishnah and they think that the condemned deserves to be degraded, and that's totally not what's going on over here. The Gemara tells us that there's a concept, V'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha, you should love your neighbor as yourself, which applies even by the condemned. Perhaps now that Beis Din has paskened and they're going to be punished, they already have that status of reyacha in anticipation that the atonement will take place. It's a fascinating idea with a little bit of complexity, but there's such a concept that from the moment that a person accepts upon himself a mitzvah, they already have that zchus. We find that in Tanakh, from the moment a person accepts prayer, fasting, such a concept, it already, from that moment, already gives them the zechus. And the condemned is considered reyacha, v'yohavta l'reyacha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself. And therefore, the Gemara tells us, beror lo misa yofa, you have to choose a good way, even though you have to kill them. But you have to pick a good way. You don't pick a painful or degrading way. It has to be a good way. And that's the reason that there were no clothing. Rashi explains it on today's daf, that the taking off of the clothing was kadesha tamus maher, so that the person should die quickly and should not have an agonizing death. With clothing, apparently, the separation somehow would cause a delay in the dying process, and without the clothing, the person dies quickly. By a woman, because it would be degrading for her to be unclothed, and the Gemara mentions other issues as well, Mishum Hirhura, because the people would see her, and they would be at risk of a spiritual down, but also Mishum Bizyona, because of her disgrace, we have one article of clothing that covers her. Of course, not multiple layers for prestige or anything the way person would normally dress, different layers. Simple, shouldn't cover or interfere unduly, but the absolute minimum that is needed for dignity. Indeed, the Gemara spends time comparing this to the case of Sota, who has to be disgraced and the level and considerations, etc. But it's clear that in our case, the case where the person is being killed, it is not an issue of disgracing her. That's not the issue at all. It's an issue of how can we accomplish this required task of killing the condemned in the smoothest, most dignified, least agonizing way, because the mitzvah ve'ahavta l'reicha kamocha does apply. If you'll take a look in the Gemara on Memhei Amud Aleph, about a third of the way up, the first words on the line are tanoihi, and then we consider this concept of yes clothes or no clothes. And the Gemara explains the debate. Dekulei alma isluhu d'Rav Nachman. Everybody agrees to Rav Nachman's principle that the execution has to be carried out in the best possible way for the person who is condemned. However, v'hacha ba kamiflegi, the following is the debate. Mar Savar, one opinion holds, Bizyune de'inish adifa le'tfei, minicha de'gufei. The disgrace of a person is more significant to them than alleviating the pain to their body. Fascinating concept. Their dignity, whether they're going to be embarrassed in a regular live person, we talk a person getting red in the face, ki'ilu hargo, it's as if you killed the person. The blood rushes from one place to the other. It's as if you killed them. In another explanation, we talk about that the person, for a moment, wishes they'd be dead than to have to undergo this painful embarrassment, whatever it was. Kala mevazeh chavero, a person who disgraces another person, very serious. So over here, by the condemned, we apply that concept according to this opinion. The disgrace of the person is more than the pain to their body, and they're willing to wear clothes, even though that delays the death to a certain degree, but they'd rather do that than have to undergo the disgrace of being unclothed. Umar Savar, and the other opinion holds, Nicha digufei odif mibizuni, the alleviating of pain to the body is more significant than the embarrassment, and that the person would rather go unclothed and have less pain in the dying process than the consideration of disgrace. And according to that opinion, they would go unclothed. So again, two different views, and we're paskening in the Rambam that in the case of a woman, she wears clothing, but only one article just to cover up. The Gemara on the bottom of the Amud talks about the punishment called skila, the execution form called skila, which obviously was given to very, very serious crimes. And the Pasuk's description of it is Yaro, the person gets thrown, and Sukkol, he gets stoned. So the Gemara, six lines up, Echad min ha'edim dochvo, the Mishnah tells us that one of the witnesses is going to push the person off a cliff. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, minayin shebedechiyah, how do you know the person gets pushed? Talmud Lomar Yoro, because the wording is that he gets thrown. He gets thrown off the cliff. Uminayin Shabaskila, and how do you know there's also a component of stoning if the person doesn't die from the cliff drop? Then there's a concept of stoning. Talmud Lomar Sakol, because that word is also used. Uminayin Shabaskila Vidhiya, how do you know that the two are working together as the total punishment if needed, Talmud Lomar, Sokol Yi Sokol, O Yoro Yi Yore, that they're both taking place. Uminayin Shemes Bedechia Yotza, how do you know that if the person died from just being thrown off, you were Yotza the mitzvah, you don't have to stone them if they were already dead? Talmud Lomar, O Yoro Yi Yore, there are cases where it's a choice, where only one of them might actually take place. So this concept that the person in the case of Skila is going to die from either them being pushed off onto the earth, impact, or the earth, namely a stone, being thrown upon them, is the way the Rambam presents it in Tesvav Aleph. Hishva haniskal shenofal esoev shenipal esoev en olav, the person of the skila execution who has the stone fall on him, it was thrown upon him, im hanitchaf, it's similar to the person who gets thrown off, shenafalu ba'atzma la'aretz, that he himself made impact on the ground. So even though we're watching two components, two skila, thrown off and then stoned, and it sounds like it's two different things, essentially it's either the person's making impact to the ground, or the ground, through the stone, is making impact on the person. It's a little bit like tato govar or lo govar. Is it the top thing hitting or the bottom thing hitting? But either way, it's the person making impact with earth. And it would seem that there's something very powerful, symbolic here in this particular application of capital punishment, because we have a pasuk that says, Lo yachanif es ha'aretz, a person should not flatter the earth. We don't worship the earth. There are people that are so into ecology or whatever is better for the furtherance of, they describe it, Western man. There were cases where heart patients were, for the sake of science, subjected to basically fatal surgeries to discover and further science. The reverse is also true. Why would I kill a person just because he did something wrong? If he murdered, so that person's dead already. Why should I kill another person in retribution? And the concept of capital punishment is the concept that a person has done such a tremendous wrong to existence, to the world, to earth, to mankind. The words of the Mesilas Yesharim, Ten daitcha shelo techarev olami. First man was told, pay attention that you don't destroy my world. It's not just talking about the atom bomb. Ten daitcha, pay attention that through sin you could downgrade the entire world, as the Nefesh HaChaim explains, koach ma'asef l'chal hamachanos, that mankind is wired to all parts of creation, and if the person goes down, the world goes down with him, and there's a concept of punishment and atonement if a crime was that serious. Indeed, the person who's condemned, as we're describing, at this point has the mitzvah of Yahavta, love him like yourself, applies to that person, and we sent to the person, it should say vidui, say the confession, so that it should be a kapara, an atonement on all of your sins, and the person is back part of the Jewish people. The impact of the skila, this particular punishment, is indeed either the person impacting the earth, or the earth, but either way, the person dies from that confrontation, as if to say, some people will say, earth trumps all, and why are you punishing him? But we are saying that the person has done such a destructive crime that it requires capital punishment, and indeed, it should be an atonement. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.